going to spend some time this evening giving you an update on what's happening with Voices for Children, CASA, Brazos County, and Kate Mason on hand. And thanks, first, for coming over, and second, giving me an update on a little bit of the history of the program. And CASA is a great thing, and it's nice to have that around here.
Well, thank you for having me.
CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate, and if we can just start off, for those who are not familiar with the concept, what CASA does.
What a CASA is a trained volunteer from the community who represents a child or a group of siblings in court, children who've been removed from their homes because of confirmed abuse or neglect. And so they help that child and work with that child and all the professionals involved in the child's life to find a permanent placement as quickly as possible.
So Voices for Children, CASA Brazos Valley, emphasizing Valley means it's more than just Brazos County.
Right. We also serve Grimes County and Burleson County. And if you're living out there and listening out there, we would desperately need Grimes County and Burleson County volunteers, people from those counties. Those children are being represented by people from Brazos County right now. We have a few Grimes County and Burleson County folks, but not as many as we'd like.
How many children are eligible and how many are being served?
Well, right now, there are 410 confirmed victims of child abuse or neglect in Brazos County. 78 of those children have been removed from their homes, but 149 children are the legal responsibility of the Department of Family and Protective Services. We are currently serving 183 children. That's more than are in care. What that means is that some of those cases have gone on longer than a year. So we're currently serving 183 children with about 80 to 90 volunteers.
Which means there's plenty of room to be a volunteer.
Absolutely. We're only serving about 70% of the kids in Brazos County. And what we really want this year is one CASA for every child or sibling group. And so if you think this is for you, just give me a call.
Let's get the number.
979-822-9700. You can visit our website, vfcbrazos.org, and you can even fill out a volunteer application online.
Also, you've pointed out the Facebook page, too, which is Voices for Children. If you just start typing Voices for Children in the search bar, then you'll come up with the rest of the title, and you're
there. That's right. You can really keep up with us on Facebook. We have fun with that.
Such as a training seminar tomorrow.
That's right. We're going to have an informational meeting tomorrow night at our Voices for Children office, which is 115 North Main in downtown Bryan. It'll be at 5:30. We're going to have a short program. What you'll really get to do is meet the staff, meet CASA volunteers, talk to them about what it's like to be a CASA volunteer, and really find out if this program's for you.
Let's talk about some of the general questions for those who we hopefully will influence a few to be down there tomorrow night, but let's give them a little bit of a taste on what it takes to be a volunteer.
Well, we're going to prepare you as well as we can. We're going to give you everything you need. We're going to give you 30 hours of training up front. So it is quite a commitment up front. Well, it's quite a commitment, period, to represent children in court. We ask you to go through 30 hours of training. We're asking for about 15 to 20 hours a month on your case. A lot of that's going to be phone and email. Not all of it is going to be in person. And we ask for a 12-month commitment. So this isn't the volunteer opportunity for everyone. It takes a really special person to be a CASA.
So there's not a typical person who does this.
Absolutely not. Our volunteers come from all walks of life. We have most of our volunteers are employed full-time. If you work for the state of Texas, so that's the state of Texas, including Texas A&M University, you can, with supervisor approval, get 5 hours a month of leave to do CASA business. And that's how important the state legislature thinks CASA is.
There has to be some consistent traits, I guess, in a CASA volunteer. You've mentioned the time commitment. What else is in the DNA of somebody who does this?
Well, a little flexibility in the job is definitely needed. Someone who can remain neutral in an emotional situation, which we try to help you learn in our training seminar, but in our full 30-hour training. But that's something that people come with, an empathy for others, an understanding of how important children are and being able to put children first. And really being able to work with a variety of people from different walks of life.
Again, visiting with Kate Mason, CASA Brazos Valley, Voices for Children. Again, a training seminar opportunity available. If you even want to think about volunteering, certainly being in the middle of staff and volunteers will give one a better idea.
Well, and we're serving cookies and lemonade. If that doesn't get you there, nothing else will.
Always a mandatory requirement for a volunteer opportunity, having refreshments.
Absolutely.
Locally, this CASA group's been around about 10 years, actually working in the system.
That's right.
Anybody have had 10 years of experience?
Oh, yes. The president of our board, Jackie Flagg, has been a CASA and is, as I said, now president of our board since the beginning. She was in the very first training class. And we have, I hope I'm right, at least two others who were still serving who were in that original training class in 2001.
Have any of your volunteers worked with the same family the entire time? And we're talking about the long timers, even those up to 10 years.
Yes, they do. The whole point of a CASA is consistency. One consistent face that child can count on. As lawyers change, CPS caseworkers change, sometimes the judge changes, foster homes certainly change. And so the CASA sticks with that kid through the whole case. Now, we're only going to ask you for a 12-month commitment. If your case hasn't wrapped up by then, we'll ask you, would you like to stay or do you need some time off? But most of our folks stay with their kids all the way through.
And I know there's really not an average length, but are the majority resolved within 12 months?
Yes. The state mandates that we find a permanent placement for a child in 12 months with a 1 6-month extension. We're not really getting a lot of extensions in this county or other counties. And so what we're seeing are things are getting wrapped up. And the beauty of a CASA is that one person can make such a difference. Kids with CASAs get out of foster care so much faster. If you think of the life of a child, foster children with CASAs spend 7 fewer months in foster care. 7 months. That's almost an entire school year. And so a CASA can just make a vital difference in the life of a child.
And let's just bring up a school year as an example. Mm-hmm. That's another example of that continuity or consistency in the midst of who knows how much turmoil.
Absolutely. Because these children have been abused and neglected. That's been confirmed. Then we remove them from their homes, put them in a brand new place with a new school and new friends. Friends and, you know, a new place to live, new rules. And then probably within the year, they'll get moved again. And so, as I said, kids with CASAs can expect fewer placement changes and get out of foster care faster.
All right. Wrapping up again with the invitation, time and location for tomorrow
night. Tomorrow night, 5:30, Voices for Children office, 115 North Main in historic downtown Bryan. We'll serve you some refreshments. You'll have a chance to talk to some CASAs and some staff and find out if this is the volunteer opportunity for you.
And if one is not able to make last minute arrangements to do that tomorrow night, how do they find you?
They can call me at 822-9700, 979-822-9700, or visit our website, www.vfcbrazos.org.
And again, CASA for Brazos Valley, Voices for Children is Brazos, Burleson, and Grimes County.
Correct.
Anything else we need to tell listeners?
Our listeners, I know a lot of CASAs listen to WTAW, and I just want to tell them thank you for all that they do for the very, I think, most vulnerable children in our society. And if you want to make a difference in the life of a child, this is for you.
And appreciate the time this evening.
Thank you.
Kate Mason with Voices for Children, CASA of Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.